This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump honored the U.S. military branches in his salute to America. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
On a soggy 4th of July, President Donald Trump praised the U.S. military from the steps of the Lincoln Memorial in his first ever salute to America.
We celebrate our history, our people, and the heroes who proudly defend our flag, the brave men and women of the United States military.
In a patriotic message that ended with a flyover by the Navy's Blue Angels aerobatics team, the president paid tribute to each branch of the U.S. Armed Forces. There were protesters nearby at the Washington Monument. The anti-war organization Code Pink sported a Trump baby balloon, but it remained tied down after the National Park Service restricted permission to move it or fill it with helium. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The federal government, news media, and lawyers all paint a similar picture of the dismal conditions in migrant centers along the southern border with Mexico. Reports suggest that U.S. Customs and Border Protection facilities containing thousands of unaccompanied children and adults who crossed into the U.S. without authorization in recent months are woefully overcrowded, substandard, and filthy. Many have gone without showers, adequate food, and water. The latest report from the U.S. Department of Homeland Security's Inspector General released Tuesday calls for immediate improvements in five Texas holding facilities, with one primary recommendation, and that is release people faster into the custody of other government agencies capable of handling the situation better. 83 African migrants drowned and only three survived when their boat sank this week off the Tunisian coast. It went down in the Mediterranean 2 days ago, just hours after launching from the Libyan town of Zuwara. Fishermen initially saw four people clinging to pieces of wood and alerted Tunisian authorities. One of the four survivors later died at the hospital. The Red Cross says the boat was carrying far too many people.